Hello and welcome to GoGo Radios, found exclusively on gogo.com. My name is Michael Kraut, and in this show, we're going to discuss Active Directory database snapshots. I've been in the industry for over 20 years. I've done consulting and teaching for the government, United States Air Force, the Navy, Marines, Army, and companies around the world. If you want more information about me, check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions, please use the question comment box below. Let's get started. Have you ever had a problem with Active Directory and you've had a problem where it was hard to determine how you want to recover? Well, one of the things that we can do is we can simplify the forest recovery process. And what we're talking about here is we know that backup is the best recovery method, but it also has caveats. The caveats are is that it takes time to decide which backup is correct, the correct one. Using a snapshot can reduce the downtime by helping to identify the correct time to restore. And what this does is replaces lengthy documentation that we do have. Now, utilizing dsamain.exe assists with bringing back items, or you know how somebody can go in and delete an object, and we want to bring it back. We can do an authoritative process and do a restore, but what if we could actually identify it first and through a mechanism? That's what snapshots allows us to do. So utilizing dsamain.exe is going to assist us with examining changes made to Active Directory. So if an object is accidentally deleted, we can examine the changes to help decide how to correct them. We can schedule a task to create snapshots of the Active Directory domain services database and create a record of detailed changes over time, and create point in time backups. And this is not going to use a lot of space like Windows Server Backup does. See, Windows Server Backup, we found out that all of the space, say we have 80 gigs worth of space, well, we're going to have to, for our critical volumes, which is going to have our boot files, it's going to have our NTDS, we also are in a sysvol, and they could be on different hard drives, well, or different volumes. We have to back up all those, and that could be over 120 gigs, so that means we have to have 120 gigs worth of space on our backup media. So snapshots are going to alleviate some of that pain that is associated with the Windows backup. So what are the requirements? Well, there is no additional software because it's actually built right into Windows 2008 server. And it's available if you have Active Directory Domain Services and also Active Directory Lightweight Directory Services, which make sure you listen to my broadcasts about Active Directory Lightweight Directory Services and also watch the course on Windows 2008. And this is configuring part 3. Now, the way that we do a snapshot is we're going to use NTDS util. NTDS util is what we use for modifying Active Directory. So you do NTDS util snapshot. This is used to create the snapshot. Enables you to create. You can also list the different snapshots that you do have. You can mount them based on by the GUID, or when we list it, we'll also have a number associated with it. So we'll just say mount and a number to mount the actual snapshot. Unmount snapshots, same thing. You're going to unmount, and what is the number? DSA main, like I said, is used to expose the snapshot as an LDAP server. And so an LDAP server is just a directory service. So we can go in and we can look at it. It's only a read-only thing. That's the thing about snapshots, a read-only. We can use Active Directory domain services to connect to the exposed LDAP server, also ADUC, Active Directory Users and Computers, LDP, also Active Directory Lightweight Directory Services, we have ADSI Edit. So Active Directory Domain Services use ADUC or LDP, but with Active Directory Lightweight Directory Services, we use ADSI Edit to be able to connect to the actual snapshot. So let's look at the security requirements. There are going to be some requirements on security when you're dealing with snapshots. Because snapshots, you got to understand, this is a copy of our Active Directory. So we don't want everybody having access to it. So who can view snapshots? Domain admins and enterprise admins. remember, it has sensitive data. So we want to make sure these are the groups that are going to be able to take a look at it by default. And the permissions are set, and if you're having an Active Directory, they're not allowed to be able to look at a certain part of Active Directory, then they won't be able to look at that in a snapshot either. They'll be denied access. Remember, the data is read-only, and this cannot be modified. So what's the purpose of a snapshot? Well, again, if we have a backup, and we want to make sure it's the correct backup that we want to use, we can protect the snapshot just as you do AD, and that's what you should do, because this has all the sensitive data of our Active Directory. Data can be copied from the snapshot, so that's one of the things. If they have access to be able to read it, then they'll be able to use utilities like CSVDE or LDIFD or any of those different utilities to extract the information. So one of the things you should use is use encryption or other data security precautions. So what are the steps? Well, you take a snapshot or use a backup, list the snapshots, then you're going to mount a snapshot. Then you're going to run dsamain.exe to expose the snapshot as an LDAP server. Run the LDP, or you can use also Active Directory users and computers. Browse the snapshot like any other domain controller. Now, how you're going to be able to do that is you're going to be associated with a port number. And dsamain, you're going to put in a port number that's going to expose it as an LDAP server. So the steps again, create and mount and list the snapshots. You log on as a member of the domain admins or enterprise admins. You're going to go in and you're going to go into your command prompt to make sure that you have the credentials to be able to run this. You're going to enter credentials if you have the UAC requires it, and you're going to type ntdsutil. After that, at the prompt, you're going to type snapshot. Next, you need to activate the ntds instance. So you're going to type activate instance ntds. At the snapshot prompt, you're going to type create, and what that does is that creates the actual snapshot. Now what you can do is either copy the GUID, or you can type in list at that point, and it'll list all the different snapshots. You just look at the date, and that's the one that you'll use. At the snapshot prompt, type mount and the number, or you can type the GUID. Now to copy the GUID, that's a pretty big number. So a lot of times it's better just to list it and get the number. At the snapshot prompt, type list mounted, and that'll show you which ones have been mounted. The output will display the index number, which can be used to mount and unmount snapshots. Now, after viewing data, you can unmount an index number or you can unmount the GUID. That's when you're finished, but we're still going through the process. You can delete old snapshots also by doing delete index number. You run, again, what you're going to do is, so we've created the snapshot. Now what we need to do is we need to expose it. So we're going to run dsamain to expose the data after you've mounted the snapshot. You quit ntdsutil by typing in quit at each of the different prompts until you're out. Now, one of the things that you can do is an optional, and it does make sense, is that you can take a snapshot ever so often. And how we do that is we're going to set up a task. So what we do is log on with correct credentials, create a new task in a task scheduler, and we're going to create a new trigger. And this trigger, we're going to have a new action, and the action is going to be ntdsutil. And then we're going to put in quotation marks, activate the instance ntds, and close the quotation marks. And then snapshot, create, quit. It's exactly the same thing that we did with ntdsutil, but what we're doing is we're automating the process. So it gives us a ongoing copies of the actual Active Directory, so we can use them to expose the either the data, to find it for if it's been deleted and the tombstone date hasn't gone by, or we can just use it for finding the correct backup. And then finish creating the task, and now it'll fire off each day depending on what your schedule is. Now, the next step is to expose the data as an LDAP server. And before you can do this, you must be logged on with as the domain admins or the enterprise admins. Run dsamain. You're going to access the Active Directory data. Now, if for some reason you're exposing an LDAP that the organization doesn't exist anymore, you're trying to get into it to find out some information, you can do slash allow none, non-admin access. And this is when no longer exists in the domain. So you log on with the correct credentials. You run the command utility within admin rights, consent to the UAC if it does come up. You're going to use DSA main. Now, what you have is you have different parameters that you have to put on. Slash DB path is going to be the path of the database. And what will happen is you'll see that when you expose the LDAP server, it's actually going to be a folder on your C drive. So what you can do is you can actually copy that. And so here's an example. We'll have DSA main slash DB path, and then it's going to be C colon backslash $snap, and then it's going to have a GUID number and volume C $. And then you're going to put slash Windows slash NTDS slash NTDS.did. And then what you're going to do is you're going to do slash LDAP port and then put the port number. Now, we usually use ones that are over 50,000. There are 65,535 ports, but the thing is, our well-known ports are 1024 and above. So we want to use something that's not used, like 3389 is already used. So use something in 50,000 above. Continue running DSA main, and then the next step is access the LDAP server. You can use either LDP, you can use Active Directory Domain Services. You can also use Active Directory Lightweight Directory Services. You must be part of the domain admins or enterprise admins to be, or have delegated rights to be able to go in and do this. So step four is going to run the LDP.exe because that's the one that we're going to use here from a command prompt with elevated privileges. What we'll do is we'll click on the connection and click next, connect. And then we're going to type the local host and the port number that's associated. So 5139389, for example. Click the connection and then click bind. Then you're going to have to bind using the current credentials, or you can put in other credentials that do have the ability of accessing the Active Directory snap-in or snapshot. Click view and tree. And then what you're going to do is you're going to put in the distinguished name. So DC is equal to Final Vision, DC is equal to com. We're going to traverse the appropriate containers you want to view. And then through the admin tools, we can also select ADUC, Active Directory Users and Computers. Confirm the credentials for the UAC, right-click the domain, click change domain, and what you're going to do is you're going to put in the actual domain controller name or the IP address. You can also put in localhost, colon, and the actual port number associated with it. Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or comments, you can put them in the GoGo box below. You can also find more of my broadcasts. Just search the GoGo website. If you have an idea for a show, then let us know by putting the information in the GoGo box. It's been a pleasure speaking to you about technology. Thank you for letting me into your world. And have a great day. Bye-bye for now.